Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That's a cute, goofy little video.
It's hilarious. Super charming.
Yeah, it's all green screen stuff. And I mean, it was before the pandemic, so it's not like they couldn't have gotten together and, you know, those two cool guys, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. But instead, they're just, I mean, that is just funny. That's very, very entertaining. Thank you, Bryn. Bryn, I really enjoy that you're playing us the videos over the Zoom screens while we're...
It's funny because we never see these videos.
Normally. I know. No, I would never sit and watch videos. That's so funny. I mean, you know, when I was a kid and MTV first started and there was, you know, then you would actually sit and you'd watch music. It was just so weird. But that got old pretty fast, you know.
Especially because most of the songs were terrible.
Oh, stop it.
On MTV?
I could watch Rio every day, all day. Her name is Rio and she... Was that the one on the boat? Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm actually with you on Duran Duran, but there's a lot of crap I'd sit through just because here I am.
Yeah. All those Def Leppard videos, come on, man.
Yuck, that's what I'm
Scorpions
talking about.
God, I loved all those videos. God, Winger, she's only 17.
Yuck.
Show me that video. Warrant, you know, she's
my
cherry pie.
You're naming all the ones that, right.
No, they were awesome. Bon Jovi videos. Oh, I was
Vinny right now.
Dude, yeah. I loved it. I was like, give me more. I want to see that. I want to see that one guy who hits that high note in the Steelheart or something.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh. Anyway, videos—they're a thing that no one watches anymore. Well, kids, I'm sure, watch them. And don't they show up on iPods too? Like, if you the modern iPod
when I play Spotify or stuff like that with songs, it has little snippets, like a 7 to 10 second snippet of their video, and it just repeats. It loops.
And then you could click that if you wanted to watch.
I'm not
whole
sure
thing.
If you can click it and actually watch the whole thing, but you can go on YouTube and find it, I'm sure.
All right. It's let's see, it's 6:43. Let's get to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone has four Bay Area locations, so whether you're building a new home or remodeling, they're the place to go for your kitchen, bathrooms, fireplaces, flooring, outdoor kitchen, pools, outdoor fireplaces, patios, accent nooks, and indoor and outdoor bars. Woo! They've got everything. Check them out. All Natural Stone. They have four locations, and they're open by appointment in Berkeley, San Jose, Burlingame, and Dublin! And online at allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. So weather-wise, we've got a super nice, sunny Bay Area day.
Great.
You're going to love it. I mean,
It's cloudy right now at my house. How's everyone else looking?
Yeah, I'm overcast, but it's going to clear up, it's going to be nice, and you're going to have a great day. That's right. You heard me.
All right.
You go out there and you like it.
I'm waiting to hear about the city and Melbourne.
Yeah, it's really cold here.
Oh.
When I got... is.
Ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly.
Yeah, it'll all burn off. Although the city will have a mix of clouds throughout the day, most places will get nice, clear, sunny, and warm. Enjoy.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. Here's what's happening. I want to begin with these masks thing because we're all wearing them now and there's all kinds of weird fallout from it, whether it's the mask knee. or the mask that ended up on the floor of your car that you find now after someone's footprint is on it, you have to put on your mouth.
Yep.
But either way, it's what has to happen, and that's the deal. I mean, now they're even talking about fining people, like actually putting a $100 fine to your non-masked face as you try and enter a store where they politely ask you, please put your mask on. I'm employed here, and it's my job to tell you you can't come in without a mask, and I don't want to fight you.
Also, I have to be here to make the money to put food in my kids' head holes.
So right.
I don't want to also bring them home some COVID that you're giving me now.
I understand the attitude about it. I often saw the mask thing as some weird heightened germaphobe thing. And as a germaphobe, I even thought, boy, if I ever get to that point, I am losing. Like, you're losing the battle if you find yourself, you can't just breathe normal air. And yet, here we are.
Yep.
Hi. Mask guy. Yikes.
Yeah, masks are, they're inconvenient at best. But it's what we do because we care about other people.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
A new survey looked at how many of us would be willing to wear a mask during different activities. So this is, you know, the sort of a public opinion poll on our lives as we are living them now.
All right.
1 in 10 people say, I'm not wearing a mask anywhere, ever. 1 in 10. That's the 10%, the ones that are, you know, going into places looking for a fight.
Right.
And I've had this text written into me, and I explained it at the time, and I can explain it again if you need me to, but here's in the car. 76% of people think you don't need one while you're driving or riding in the car, and I would agree, except that if you've just left the grocery store and you don't have anything to clean your hands with, it's easier to leave the damn thing on than it is to contaminate everything you own with your filthy hands.
Right.
So
I've
definitely driven away from the grocery store with my mask on and just said, bleep it. I'll just leave it on until I get where I'm going.
If I was driving all the way to Sacramento, I'd figure out a way to get my hands clean so I could get the mask off.
Or but, just start rubbing your face on the driving, on the steering wheel until the thing, you know, snaps or comes off, right? That's a dog way to do things.
Right. Because the steering wheel is definitely not infected. You don't touch that with your hands, so that's safe.
Right. While exercising, this has been controversial in that many runners are like, I can't run in a mask. I can't
pull enough oxygen.
And most people would say you don't need one when you're running, except that you're breathing heavy and you're you know, spewing your... I have been running on the treadmill so I can run without a mask and without having to talk to anybody about why I'm running without a mask. And that's been my best move. It really has.
Well, frankly, if you're out in the world running, I mean, certainly masks are, you can take them on and off. So if you're running up on someone, you pull your thing up over your nose. And if you're not, then you just have it in your hand or whatever.
71% of people said, no, I won't wear a mask while I'm exercising. All right. Getting your order at a drive-thru, 66% said no.
Oh.
And I think that that's one of the things the drive-thru people would like you to do, you know?
I would think.
Whether it's the coffee drive-thru or the food drive-thru, sure, I bet they're like, please, I'm here all day. You know, lessen my chances, but...
Right.
66%.
And not only that, I'm here all day. Lessen your chances.
Right.
You know, I'm seeing
tons
of people.
Helping you not have to make your meal. Right. On a date, 66% would refuse to wear one. All right. Well,
that's, you know, if your date agrees, then you guys are a match made. You're twin flames.
Yeah, That's a mouthful, isn't it? That twin flame thing. Jesus.
Boy, she is. It's like ascended to, it's evolved to a higher level because that's who we are. Oh, she's.
And there he is going, whatever you say, man.
Whatever it takes, lady. Get those clothes off. Let's get you out of that outfit. That outfit looks uncomfortable.
This was a poll done about people and wearing masks and where and when they would or wouldn't. At a friend's house, 60% said no. I'm at my friend's house. I'm not wearing a mask.
Oh, well, I always start off with a mask at my friend's house.
And then?
Well, if we don't drink, it remains. The thing is, when you're eating and drinking, it's hard. So, like, mm-hmm. we had dinner a couple weeks ago at close friends who've also been quarantined. We sat at opposite ends of a picnic table, and the only time we had our masks off was when we were eating. I was so proud of us. You know, eating and drinking. You know, you'd have your drink, and then you'd put your mask back on.
Wow.
I know. I was like, that sucked, but, you know, good for us.
You got to see people.
I know. It's nice.
I'm a little surprised at how negative people are on the mask since I've just adapted. I'm just wearing it. I really am, and it's just, it's not a matter of, do I like it? No. Of course I don't like it.
Nobody does. This
whole
thing
sucks. But I'm doing it because that's what I think needs to be done. But anyway. Yeah. At a bar, 55% said, I wouldn't. No. About the same said for restaurants. No, I'm not wearing a mask at a bar or a restaurant. Pumping gas, 54% wouldn't.
I'm very surprised.
That's a big number. That's
they
over
are
half
big numbers.
Are saying, nah, I'm going to a bar and I'm not wearing a mask. Except that, no, you're not going to a bar.
Well, yeah, it turns out you're not going. I don't know. I find it confusing the violence. It's like, you know, where were you when the seatbelt law? I mean, these are things that are for the public safety. It's you are allowed to not wear a mask, and the people who want you in a mask are allowed to say you can't come in here. You know, it's really a very simple equation, but it's become this like weird political patriotic, you know, I'm actually trying to save my countrymen. So right. I feel like I am a patriot, but, you know, that doesn't fit everybody's description. I gotta be free. I gotta be me.
A third are saying they don't want to wear them in the grocery store. The grocery stores I've been to, you have to wear them. So
yeah.
I don't know where they are.
So it's fine to not want
done.
To. Yeah.
But yeah, you've got to. So, and this is one of the downsides, one of the many downsides to the mask wearing. And yet, it, you know, again, I'm wearing them. But I like to smile at people. I'll
I know.
Smile
Isn't
at someone.
That the funniest thing?
As opposed to waving or saying hi, I will just throw a smile someone's way, and that's my nod to you as hi. That's right. My greeting.
Hello, fellow human.
And unfortunately, I find myself now moving my hand up as a gesture as opposed
yep.
to because I'm masked up.
It's funny because, like, you know, I actually don't go out much, but I was in the grocery store whenever it was. And I realized, you know, because sometimes you just sort of negotiating your cart or whatever and you kind of smile at someone nearby like, you know, sorry, I'm a pleasant person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to ram you, you know, whatever.
Ram you.
Whatever. And but you can't do it. You can't. You've either got to say something or do a nice wave. Like, I don't know, your eyes. Sometimes you can tell someone's smiling by their eyes. But
that's true. But if they, you kind of need to know them anyway. That's
yeah.
one of the things. Americans smile. I'm surprised it's this low. 11 times a day. We also frown or pout 11 times a day.
Oh, God. I pout the whole day except when I'm smiling. Those are my two facial expressions.
Oh, really?
I feel like I smile way more than 11 times a day. I feel like I'm almost always smiling. I'm
yeah.
so happy. Oh, God.
I smile
bless
a
me.
Lot. A lot more than 11 times a day, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, 11, you know,
it just seems like that seems impossibly low.
It does. You're right. I
agree.
We
all have smiles on our face right now. Well, except me. I'm frowning.
Anyway, I just thought, oh, man, the smile and the mask thing, that has been an issue for me as I normally would just, I didn't even know that's the way I did it until I had a mask on and realized that person can't see that I'm giving them mm-hmm. my winning smile.
A
hello.
Facial thumbs up.
Right. Anyway.
I'm not going to ram you, man. I guess I'll have to say that out loud.
I like this story. I think it's funny that a Tesla engineer named Remy Lebesgue.
Oh.
Lebesgue. He's an engineer at Tesla. He's been moonlighting as a chocolate designer. Remy's been working with a company called Dandelion Chocolate in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with them?
No.
I'm not either. But good for them. They're, you know, they're a chocolate company, and I like chocolate, so go Dandelion Chocolate. Anyway, he has helped them engineer the perfect chocolate chip. He applied all of his knowledge around industrial design and engineering to chocolate chips and came up with a new shape that makes the chips melt smoother and taste better. And speaking of technology, I am able to put them on your screen just like Bryn can.
Oh,
they're pyramids. Are they little diamond? Oh, they're little diamond shapes.
How do you like that?
I can't imagine. I don't want chocolate chips anyway. So anything that improves them, I'm down with. I just don't see how that improves anything. But I'm not an engineer.
Well, you lost your point. All the words you said after "I don't like chocolate chips anyway" were pointless because you just
I don't
ruined
want them in my cookies.
That's ridiculous. Of course, you want chocolate chip cookies with chocolate chips and the best possible chips available. Thanks, Remy Lavasse.
Can I just have, like, maybe put two in there if you have to? I'll just take the cookie Lavesqua.
Our text number is 800-400-3600. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say.
All right.
Vinny plowing through all episodes of Unsolved Mysteries to see if any of them are solved in the episode is hilarious. LOL,
it's
I love you guys.
It's so you. It's just...
Well, it was really upsetting. I understand it's in the title, but I actually thought, like, first it's unsolved, but then... And then they solve it. But that's not at all the case.
Yeah.
They actually just
If it was called Unsolved Until Now Mysteries.
Okay, well, fine. But I mean, you know, you just assume you're not going to put half. That's half a show.
Mm.
And not the good half. Like, Jesus. So that's the... Yep.
But people are into it.
I was into it. I watched every one of them over vacation. Yeah.
Well, there's plenty more. Go to A&E. There's all kinds of just like crimes that have, you know... Never been solved. And oh, if you like that, Ben, it sounds like you didn't. There's plenty of them out there.
You know what I watch a lot is Forensic Files. An ending to that. It tells you what happened.
Vinny, there's an ending.
Forensic Files. I like it. Okay. I'll look for that.
You're saying there's usually an ending? You're telling me some of them are unsolved?
I'm pretty sure most of them have an ending. I watch them like, you know, just the past time.
Yeah, forensics are, ever since CSI came out, everyone wants to be in forensics. It's so cool. And plus, they play that like house music while they're doing stuff in the lab, you know, everyone's super scientific. I'm like, whoa, they are working it out. Look at that spinning machine. What's that doing? Ooh, a beaker. Ooh, a Bunsen
burner.
I
like those scenes, believe it
or not. Oh, my God, they're great. Anyway. It's like, the montage of the science.
We're super late. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, we'll start with the Billboard Hot 100 and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.